Americans are big borrowers. We borrow from banks, credit cards, friends, and family. And our government borrows a lot, too, from governments overseas like China and Japan. This week, the Commerce Department released the latest report on just how much we borrow from overseas. To help us figure out what it means, we're joined by David Wessel, economics editor of The Wall Street Journal. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So what's the latest tally? How much did we borrow?
Well, the news is actually good. In the third quarter, the U.S. borrowed $178.5 billion. That's a lot of money, but it was down from the second quarter and down from the first.
Well, that's progress, I guess.
Right. I think it's a result of the economic textbook case when the dollar weakens, as it has. U.S. exports get more attractive to foreigners. U.S. imports get more expensive to Americans. The trade deficit shrinks, and as that happens, the U.S. economy as a whole borrows less. But we're still borrowing a heck of a lot.
And when we talk about U.S. borrowing from abroad, we're not just talking about the U.S. government.
Oh, no, absolutely not. We have to borrow from governments like the Chinese. We have to borrow from individuals. But it also takes the form of selling off chunks of our assets. So we've seen in recent days, for instance, Citigroup, the biggest U.S. bank, selling a big chunk of itself off to a Middle Eastern investor. Bear Stearns, another big Wall Street firm, has done the same. Just this week, one of these big real estate developments in New York is selling a chunk of itself to Abu Dhabi. That, too, is a form of borrowing.
Now, you said we have to borrow in order to invest, but we're also borrowing a lot just to consume, aren't we?
Well, that's right. Most economists say if we were borrowing all this money and investing it, whether in highways or broadband or even education that was going to pay off in the future, that would be one thing. But lately, we've been borrowing this money and financing consumption, flat-screen TVs, pensions for elderly people, all these sort of present consumption that doesn't lead us to be more productive in the future.
So we borrow this huge amount. We spend a lot of it on consumption. We've piled up this huge level of debt. Why do people keep lending to us?
Well, that's a great question. The answer must be that compared to all the other places in the world, we still look at like a good investment. And people who don't worry about this problem say when you have a big economy like ours that's flexible and seems to recover from every shock that nature or markets inflict on it, we will be an attractive investment. So these big sovereign wealth funds in the Middle East that have all this oil money looking for a place to put it, look at the world and say, well, America seems to be one of the most promising places to invest, particularly compared to everybody else in the world.
Mm-hmm. By sovereign wealth funds, you mean these big funds that are owned by governments, essentially.
That's right. There's a $2 or $3 trillion now in the hands of these government-funded entities, some of them financed by oil receipts in the Middle East, some of them financed by currency market exchange rate manipulation in Asia, and collectively they've become a very big factor in the global market.
David Wessel, economics editor of The Wall Street Journal, thanks very much.
A pleasure.